Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. Jason says this is the only Mannheim steamroller that I'm getting throughout the Christmas season. I think you should call Jason right now and tell him how misguided a decision that is. You should see his face over there. Don't call him more than once. Anyway, 10:07. I kid. Don't call Jason. Just email him at Jason Dunn. Actually, a Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. And you can tell Jason how woefully misguided he is, that he's not playing more Mannheim Steamroller. He'll know it's for him. Oh, there's a call. Now watch, he's hoping this is, he's going to lie to me and say this is a call saying he's right. He shouldn't play more Mannheim Steamroller. Yes, he's claiming that this caller agrees with him. All right, then now you do have to call. 888-455-1360. Call and tell him how misguided he is, that we should be playing a lot more Mannheim Steamroller during this Christmas season. By the way, those of you in Green Bay, we will be offering 12 hours of Mannheim Steamroller on Christmas Day. I should make Jason bored of it. That's what I should do. Sorry, dude. Not only are you working all day Christmas, you're board hopping Mannheim Steamroller. I do love Mannheim Steamroller. I think they have exceptional Christmas music. Yeah, see, all of the people who agree with Jason are calling now just to have his back. See, this is like Scott Walker with the Amazon thing. Ah, there's one for me. There's one for me. He's trying to hide it. No, not going to happen. All right. 10:09, we should get onto a real topic here. Final thought on Mary Burke, sort of. State Senator Kathleen Vineout, further indicating she may challenge Mary Burke in a primary for the Democratic nomination for governor next year. She told the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram this week that while she's not going to make an announcement until January, she has hired a campaign staffer. I'm just wondering about this. And I don't know. I'm not saying she did anything wrong or anything like that. How does that work? How do you hire a campaign staffer without a campaign? Where does the money come from? I suppose that she has money from her state Senate campaign, huh? That she can use. I don't know. I don't know. I just found that kind of interesting. All right. There are times on this show where I'm a day late and a dollar short, where I get to a topic after other shows do, that sort of thing. Yesterday, I was downright prophetic. I spent about an hour between me talking and taking your calls. I spent about an hour talking about President Obama and economic inequality. And made the case that Republicans are blowing this issue. Whenever the two words are brought up, economic inequality, Republicans run as though they are running from a house on fire. They just, nope, don't want to talk about it, I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about what a big, big mistake that is. Why? Because what I call economic disparity, what they call economic inequality, has grown four times faster under President Obama than it did under President Bush. He has a horrible record on the gap between the rich and the poor because his policies have largely benefited those who already have a lot of money. Namely, the policies that have driven the stock market up over, at times, it's not been a good week, but otherwise up over 16,000. Now, that does raise a lot of ships. I mean, there's the middle class or the upper middle class that have a fair amount of stock holdings, but the reality is the super rich, those that have incredible wealth, are made far wealthier by a healthy stock market because they hold so much, they have so many holdings in the markets. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the Walton family, and you can go all down the whole Forbes or Fortune 500, Forbes 400, whatever it is. They're all a lot richer this year. Meanwhile, you've got people working 3 and 4 part-time jobs. Far more part-time jobs were created than full-time jobs. The recovery hasn't been real. And in fact, I quoted from a socialist website yesterday, a socialist website pointing out how that disparity has grown dramatically under President Obama. He's been great for the rich, horrible for the poor. There is no denying this. So after I spent an hour on that yesterday, what does President Barack Obama do? Obama urges steps to resolve income inequality. And Republicans fall all over themselves, screwing this up. President Barack Obama vowed Wednesday to focus his final 3 years in office on income inequality in the U.S., calling for an increase in the federal minimum wage and defending the government's role in boosting economic mobility. "I take this personally," Mr. Obama said. He should. It's his fault. Hosted at a speech hosted by a think tank closely aligned to the White House, noting that members of his family have benefited from government programs. "It is what drives me as a grandson, a son, a father, as an American," he said, "that rising income inequality and decreased economic mobility pose a fundamental threat to American prosperity. He couldn't be more right, but for all the wrong reasons. And this is why Republicans run away from this issue. They run away from this issue because what he means by income inequality is taking from the rich and giving to the poor. They know that's what he means. And everything he proposed is nothing new. It's just a wish list of all of the liberal policies that liberals have always wanted. So what was the Republican response? And this is exactly what I was talking about yesterday. What was the Republican response? Republicans said the president was trying to distract attention from the problems of the health law and criticize many of the policy elements in Mr. Obama's speech. They promote government reliance rather than economic mobility, said Brendan Buck, spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner. Rather than tackling income inequality by lifting people up, he's been fixated on taxing some down, added Mr. Buck in a blog post. Now, most Republicans aren't even addressing what he said about income inequality. They just said he was trying to change the subject from Obamacare. Now, that's true, of course. That is what he's doing. But what you have to do, though, is get past that. Now, this blog post from Boehner's spokesperson. Excuse me, man, I've got this weird sneeze thing going on today. This post from Boehner's spokesman goes a little bit in that direction, pointing out that all President Obama wants to do is redistribute wealth. He doesn't want to raise all ships. He hates the rich getting richer. When he says economic inequality, he means taking from those who have a lot and giving to those who don't, rather than supporting policies that raise everybody's income. But here's where they fall short. And I think they do this because they just don't think anybody will believe them. They don't point out what I pointed out to you yesterday, that the economic inequality to which President Obama refers has gotten a lot worse under his now nearly 5 years in office. A lot worse. We shared it with you yesterday. Again, this is from a socialist website, quoting the New York Times. Income inequality grows 4 times faster under Obama than Bush. The income inequality to which he refers is of his making. So what's his answer? To just take from the rich. That's all this is about. And of course, liberals welcome Mr. Obama's speech. Well, they would for 2 reasons. One, it does in fact change the subject from Obamacare, which they desperately need him to do. 2, it's just the same old, same old, same old. We need to raise minimum wage. We need to do this, do that. Tell employers how much they should pay their, their employees, have government dictate economic policy. Because that, in their mind, is the answer. Somebody has to say, look, it's your government policy that has exacerbated this situation. Why don't Republicans do that? Rather than just throw out the same arguments in response to the same arguments that Obama's throwing out, why don't they say, look, the situation to which you refer, it's gotten a hell of a lot worse under your watch. They do know that, right? They do, in fact, know that income disparity has grown dramatically under Barack Obama. They must know that, right? The problem is the media won't buy it. The media will laugh it off. Although they've tired of Barack Obama on some fronts, they still believe government can take from the rich and give to the poor, so they're going to back him on this one. But this is a horrible mistake, and I hit the nail right on the head yesterday. Fine, go ahead and say it's a distraction from Obamacare. It is.
Mr. Grinch.
It is.
You really are.
This one was just by chance, huh, Jason? But they should also point out that he, in fact, is the Grinch when it comes to economic disparities. 1018.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.